everyone. Welcome to episode 74 of Josh Nason's Punch-Out here on WrestlingObserver.com. I'm Josh Nason, writer, editor, and podcaster for the website. Hope you guys are doing well. Getting excited for Saturday's UFC 214 event. If you are a subscriber, if you're familiar with the site, familiar with me, you probably heard I did an interview with Josh Gross, a nice preview show for the event coming up. Talked a lot about John Jones versus Daniel Cormier, the high stakes, and kind of went through some of the other big notables on the card. It's really a fun card, and we're going to have a lot of fun with this weekend. And to that point, I want to do something a little bit different. It's a little bit more UFC 214 related content. So yours truly, always on the lookout for kind of some unique spins, was fascinated with this guy I found on Twitter. And I was like, this very, you know, funny guy, interesting guy, and someone that is kind of been dropped into our MMA community and is not really a fan of MMA at all. And the only reason that he's with us and in this sphere with us, in this this bubble, is because he shares the same name with another well-known fighter who happens to be fighting on Saturday night, a.k.a. John Jones. So what I did is I reached out and said, hey, would you mind talking to me? And lo and behold, he said yes. And what you're about to hear is a very fun interview, about 15 minutes or so with the other John Jones. I tried to get the other Daniel Cormier on Twitter. And again, this is all Twitter related. So J-O-N-J-O-N-E-S, John Jones, that's who we're talking to this week. Not the Johnny Bones that happens to be fighting in the cage on Saturday night. There also is a Daniel Cormier on Twitter, not DC MMA on Twitter, who is also fighting in the cage Saturday night. I tried to get him. I have not heard back from him yet. I am still holding out hope that maybe he'll join me and talk about his experiences. And if so, I will bring that to you as well and maybe kind of recut these interviews and combine them and so on. But this is a really fun interview with John. I kind of knew just based on his Twitter profile and seeing some of his tweets that he was going to be a fun guy. And this was a really fun talk. So quick 15-minute interview, a little lightheartedness going into Saturday's UFC 214. So here's the interview with John Jones, and we'll talk to you after the interview. I've said too much. Here we go. Well, my guest at this time is a man who you all know, but you may not know for the right reasons that you may think you know him, if that makes any sense. He is not fighting this Saturday at UFC 214. However, he is the one and only John Jones. And how does that work? Well, if you've been on social media for any period of time, you probably know that some people have certain handles and other people have different handles. And some handles, you're like, why they have this? Well, my guest has the handle John Jones. He's a very accomplished John Jones, but not the John Jones. So with that, we welcome in the John Jones to Josh Nason's Punch-Out. And John, I'll ask you the really hard question first. How does it feel to not be fighting this weekend in Anaheim, California?
I'm enormously relieved because it sounds really painful. I'm a terrible lover, not a fighter.
Very true, very true. So you have been transported into this world, this bizarre world of mixed martial arts, for quite some time. How do you remember approximately when you first started getting, attention for being a different John Jones, so to speak?
Well, I'd catch the occasional stray tweet starting around 2010, 2011. But it was UFC 151 when this shit really hit the fan. And he backed out of the pay-per-view, and Twitter made it very clear that they did not care for that. But unfortunately, they let me know instead of him. I had, 6,000 tweets, mostly like hate mail and death threats in the course of, 3 days when that happened.
Wow.
So it's basically just, it happens to me like 3 or 4 times a year, and it's basically just jumping from atrocity to atrocity.
Interesting. So yeah, it doesn't help that the MMA fighter John Jones has been a lightning rod for controversy and antics and police incidents and all this type of stuff. So yeah, I figured you couldn't be like a relatively calm UFC fighter. You have someone that is very much in the news and one of the more notorious MMA fighters in the whole sport. So lucky you, right?
Oh yeah, he's very feisty. Like it couldn't have been a John Jones as like a professional, like a shuffleboard player or, you know, some guy that's like at the top of his field of basket weaving. No, it has to be a guy that punches people unconscious for a living, that's really good about it and doesn't give a damn about much. It's been an interesting view into what that world and life is.
So let me ask you then, what has that view in? What has that view been like into this this weird sport that we follow and cover here?
It's really interesting. Honestly, I'm still wrapping my entire head around it because I don't follow sports, like any sports at all. I've never really understood the appeal. I'm sort of a classic computer geek. Mm-hmm. And my entire knowledge of this sport comes from people yelling at the wrong person, which is a hilarious way to learn anything. It's like just like trying to learn about life from the carnival barkers or construction workers whistling at women. Like my body of knowledge is based on that type of person. People are very passionate. People love watching people fight. And people are so impassioned about it, they don't check to see who they're actually tweeting first, which is just funny and charming. But it may not seem like it, but I actually really do like the MMA Twitter community. I've made a lot of friends there that they get the joke. They know me. I've even met a handful of them in person. I've even talked to like some of Bones' teammates and other, you know, professional fighters in the UFC and outside of it. And it's a really cool community. It's people from all walks of life that are thoughtful and interesting, fun, and just love seeing ass kicking. But it's just amazing to me that everyone from, you know, like the CEO of like a $1 billion company all the way down to just people in every walk of life are all equally passionate about this. And I mean, though the smart people that understand who they're tweeting to, I met them after the first bunch of people. So it took me a little while to form that opinion. But no, it's quite an interesting community, and it's fun to watch. But I deliberately try not to learn too much because it would ruin my bit.
So speaking of that, but actually before we get to that, because I think your replies back to those in the community that have no idea are some of the really fun things to watch in a sport that tends to take itself very seriously at times, I think you provide a nice refreshing comedic view away from that, and especially because all of us know, especially considering how, as you know by now, how passionate and how irrational some people can be. But you mentioned meeting some people. How did that happen? Because you don't really follow the sport and everything. How did you get to meet actually like fighters and members of the camp and all that?
Well, when UFC finally came to New York, so I live in Brooklyn. So when they finally came to New York and Conor was fighting, a bunch of people that I had, you know, had befriended on Twitter were in town. So I arranged to, you know, go hang out near Madison Square Garden and meet up with everybody I could. I got to meet Shonda, who's fantastic. Jessica Hudnall wrote an article on me and the other not UFC Daniel Cormier that I loved. And so those are the only ones I've met in person, but I've have like, you know, long-term kind of Twitter acquaintanceship with a bunch of other people, including people like in his camp. I don't want to name them, but like they'll like my tweets or DM me and laugh or something. Seeing them do that and interact with me is kind of, you know, humanized the whole thing and sort of humanized Bones by proxy almost.
Have you had any interaction with John Jones himself?
No, he's never spoken to me. His people have never spoken to me. He blocked me on Twitter over Christmas in 2014 for some reason, and I have no idea why. But that's the only time he's ever acknowledged that I exist.
That's so strange. I mean, a picture with you two, I mean, that would break the internet in half, I think.
I would love that. I've always wanted to do like either like a fake fight face off or back to back arms crossed buddy cop like movie poster.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. That'd be amazing. So hopefully one day, maybe, and you know, people as they get older, they tend to get, you know, a little bit more, a little bit more laid back and a little bit more calm and things like that. So my hope is that maybe after his fighting career is done, he takes on more of a nicer older guy role. Perhaps that picture can happen. So maybe not now, but maybe in the years to come. That would be fantastic.
That would be a lot of fun. Honestly, that would just cap the entire thing. That would make all of it just perfect and hilarious.
So you're followed by some interesting people, some big names. You're followed by Reebok, who outfits the UFC. You're also followed by Joe Rogan, of all people. Is this kind of like when you see that come through, is that kind of like blowing your mind? Like, wow, these very, very large people. And Joe Rogan obviously crosses mainstream, you know, comedy, the podcast, all that stuff. And all of a sudden someone like that follows you. It must be like, holy shit, what is happening right now?
It is mind blowing. The Reebok thing happened because when Bones signed with them, their first official tweet saying, you know, we signed John Bones Jones and Ronda Rousey, they tagged me to their 500,000 followers.
Wow.
But, I was funny about it, and they saw my account and they thought that I was funny. And so they actually sent me a free t-shirt and a really nice note.
Get out of here.
And, yeah. Joe Rogan, I posted some GIF. It was showing like this new style of earthquake shock absorption dampeners for buildings or something. It was some cool little techie thing. And he saw that and he retweeted it and then followed me. I'm like, I know that name. Holy crap. I even tweeted at him saying, I hate to have to say this, but you know, I'm not the other. It's weird. I have every time I get followed or retweeted or mentioned by someone like with a verified check mark or someone that works for UFC or is a fighter, it just blows me away.
Yeah,
I think I had one of the UFC ring girls retweet something of mine yesterday. I'm like, wow, how am I even like I don't follow this sport. It follows me. How are people in this sport even remotely aware that I exist? This is so gloriously weird.
Yeah, this is it's funny and kind of looking. So I guess the philosophy in replying back to UFC fans. I mean, people that are, I'm just scanning through, looking at a few. Someone said at John Jones, please make the fatty man retire and never fight again. And you said, I don't know, man, it'd be pretty hypocritical of me. I'm pretty fluffy myself, and it's well established I am a lover of tacos. so, you know, just things like this. As you mentioned, there are media outlets that still, after all this time, and these are media outlets in our sport and journalists in our sport that still, I think they just get fat fingers and just put you in or just, they're not even looking. That's what's most incredible. After that presser, I cannot wait to see John Jones take DC MMA's head off Saturday. And you say, why is everyone so convinced I'm going to decapitate DC MMA? That'd be so rude. He's never done anything to me. So things like that, you're having a lot of fun with. I mean, do you just at one point at this journey, is you kind of been just like, I am just going to have fun with it. Might as well.
Absolutely. The UFC 151 thing. Once my phone just vibrated off the table with notifications, and I didn't know why. I realized, oh my God, I'm getting hate mail for one of the world's most famous professional fighters. And I can have so much fun with this. They're expecting him to be like Captain Testosterone Ass Kicker McGee, and I'm gonna come back at him with tacos and cats and act like just like the biggest doof possible, like all like PG rated humor and dad jokes and just the silliest, lamest stuff I can find. Because like when you know, I imagine that people expect, you know, super tough talk, like I'm gonna kick your ass, you, like you piece of crap, you suck, I hate you, I'm gonna beat you to death. But when they get a self-deprecating response, just like, I'm too fat to fight, I'll wet my pants. Like, what can you do?
Right.
And I'm not trying to pretend to be him. I've never attempted to act like him. I've always been myself, which, in my opinion, kind of makes it funnier. Because if I was trying to get the attention, I'd just be kind of an asshole. But I only reply to what comes to me, and I just try to act like a dweeb, and it works out pretty well so far.
Yeah, that was great. So have you seen a UFC fight?
Oh yeah. I went to visit a friend of mine in Denver and when they had UFC 135, it was Bones versus Rampage. And I my buddy had an extra ticket, and I thought, well, you know, I'm here for a week. Let's go for it. They're a guy of my name's main event. That should be kind of fun. So I went there and partook of some of the things that make Colorado famous. And 20,000 people in a stadium chanting my name is basically my life peaking. So I've been there for that. And I've back when I lived in Austin, I had friends in the video game industry that were UFC fans. And like, we'd go over to their houses and bring a six pack and kind of watch in the background or whatever. But I've never been a serious fan, but I've seen some of it. I know a little bit about it. I try not to learn too much because, like I said, that would ruin my bit. And I feel like I play better as a hapless bystander.
Yep, I would agree. I would agree. And you're right. It adds to the fun of it. And someone else enjoying the fun with it is the other Daniel Cormier, at Daniel Cormier, who is not as active as you are on Twitter. And I am still trying to get a hold of him to get his side of this magical story. But what was your, when you met him, you said you met him in New York. What was, what did he say about this, his experiences?
It's never been so according to him, it's never been as intense as it has been with me. Cause it's not like Daniel Cormier is out there, knocking over banks or, stealing candy from babies or anything. But he still gets to a lot of people saying you're going to die or you're going to get your head smashed in, you're fat and you suck. I met Daniel Cormier on originally through a tweet that he and I were both tagged in. And only after that did I realize he also works in tech. We've made friends over this. We made friends on Twitter and finally met in person in New York when he was up here for a vacation a few months ago.
Awesome.
He's a terrific guy. We talk about every week, every other week. We, trade cat pictures. We talk tech. We have a weird amount in common, and it's just mind blowing that he and I managed to meet each other in this way.
Man.
So 21st century.
A friendship was born over somebody thinking you guys are somebody completely different fighting at a cage, and friendship was born out of that. That's the perfect end of this whole story.
Oh, it's wonderful. He and I are both passionate about rescue animals. We both have rescue cats. And so whenever Pones and Cormier are getting all tough and writing mean words on each other's faces for ads and stuff, the Dan Cormier that's my friend, he and I are just trading pictures of our cat's feet and talking about, animal shelters and, which kind of treats do your cats like the most, tuna or chicken. It's so dorky. We love it.
Well, that's it's been great hearing your story. And before I let you go, obviously you're an author, and also obviously you mentioned cat rescue and some other things are important to you. I want to give you the chance to go ahead and plug away things that are interest of you, where people can read you, and other stuff that they might be interested in, not MMA, that you're interested in.
Thanks, man. So first off, ASPCA, like rescue animals are just amazing. They pick you. You don't pick them. Once you make eye contact, and there's no reason to buy an animal like Bones did when you can just rescue one. If I ever meet him, he's going to punch me in the face for that. I know it. I am an author. I wrote a book called How I Escaped Evangelical Hell. I was homeschooled and raised by radical evangelical Christians, and the book is a story of how computers and wanting to break into the video game industry helped me escape from an abusive home life and get to a better place in life where I'm happy and successful. It's a fairly intense book, and it feels weird tonally to plug it, but it's something very personal, something I'm proud of. And I just released the ebook last week, finally. So, so that's kind of the thing that I'm plugging. But yeah, my book, but especially rescue animals. There's so many animals out there that need homes. And if you're looking for a pet, don't buy, adopt. There will be one for you.
I would concur with that as well. And you can find a link to John Jones' book now available on Kindle. On the pin to his Twitter account, on his Twitter page, so to speak, John Jones, J-O-N-J-O-N-J-O-N-E-S. Of course, John Jones, just like the fighter. appreciate the time, John. This has been a lot of fun. Keep doing what you're doing. The MMA community at large appreciates it. And, you know, keep fighting the good fight. And we're going to cross our fingers and hold that hope that one day we will see that buddy cop picture between you and Johnny Bones, the other John Jones. John Jones, thanks so much for joining Josh Nason's Punch Out this week.
Thank you so much, Josh. By the way, I'm live tweeting the fight Saturday, which is my birthday.
Excellent. My God. So I forgot to ask you, who are you rooting for Saturday?
I want DC to win it just because he has been consistently working his ass off and trying so long. But I still feel like Jones has got it just because, I mean, he is like the living Dolphine from Street Fighter. His arms are 40 feet long. I mean, what can you do?
And you said that you didn't want to get too deep in this sport and you're providing analysis on this show. You've come full circle, John.
Oh, crap. What have you done to me, Josh?
What a perfect way to end it. John Jones, thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
All right. Big thanks to John Jones, the other John Jones, the real John Jones, for joining me. You can always follow him on Twitter and check out his stuff. That was a lot of fun. Those type of talks are fun to do, really lighthearted, and to get someone's perspective from outside our MMA bubble can be fun to do from time to time. And again, fingers crossed, I am holding out hope that I can still talk to Daniel Cormier as well, the other Daniel Cormier, and talk about his experiences sharing a name with the current UFC light heavyweight champion, Daniel Cormier, who fights on Saturday night. With all that said, again, go back and listen to my interview with Josh Gross. I did. You can find that on my Twitter profile pinned to the top, obviously on WrestlingObserver.com, and just do a search and all that good stuff. But shouldn't be too hard to find. And at 40 minutes, we talked about a wide variety of topics, mostly UFC 214. But if you guys like MMA talk, you'll like that. And I think we're going to call it good. Enjoy the fights. Enjoy this weekend. Enjoy the show. Cannot wait. Cannot wait for this show. Please no injuries. I'm recording this this on Thursday night at 11:30 EST Eastern Time. God, I can't even talk right now. So hopefully no injuries happen. No weigh-in BS happens. We're almost there. We're almost there. So hopefully nothing happens and we're enjoying a nice fun violent event on Saturday night, and with lots of interesting results we'll talk about next week. So until that time, I'm Josh Nason. Thank you to John Jones. Thanks to all of you. This has been Josh Nason's Punch Out, and until next time, insert catchphrase here.